plastic pollution is all around us, from grocery bags that aren't properly recycled to islands of plastic floating in the oceans. But technology demonstrated at a recent Green Products Expo in Pittsburgh is getting people to think differently about plastic's life cycle.
So what we got here is a mobile plastic recycling installation. We call it the Perpetual Plastic Project.
Bart Bleierveld is an industrial designer from the Netherlands. He drops an ordinary clear plastic cup, the kind you'd use at a party and toss out, into a shredder with a manual crank.
And we're turning. You break the cup down into small pieces.
The confetti-sized pieces then go through the extruder, a machine that heats the plastic up to 200 degrees and pumps the warm goo through a small hole.
It's a bit like a toothpaste.
The end product is a long plastic wire that becomes the ink for 3D printers. Bleierveld's company, Better Future Factory, uses an industrial-scale version of this model to make and sell printer ink from old car dashboards and refrigerators. For this demo, he's feeding a spool of the filament, the recycled plastic ink, through a 3D printer. It puts down fine, hair-like layers of melted plastic in different directions and creates...
It's a heart ring. You can have it.
Thank you.
Later, Bleierveld explains, though you can make just about anything on a 3D printer, the rings are part of his strategy at public events to pull people of all ages into how the perpetual plastic machine works.
I love the fact that when little kids, they walk through the steps and then 1 hour later they come back with their parents and they're going to explain to their parents what the process is like. And that's amazing what people learn and their inspiration. It's not something you can put a number to, like, or which you could sell, but it's a bit of an intangible value that you create.
The concept behind your company and this demo and what you do is the circular economy. Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
The circular economy, as we see it at least, we like to make our products on the local level again. And 3D printers offers the opportunity to do that. But we still need to bring in the materials in order to power these machines. We need to bring them from far away. So we say, why don't we use the plastic waste we already have, which we need to get rid of? Why don't we use that in order to power these local machines? We don't need to transport the products anymore, and we don't need to transport the waste anymore. So we can create a local loop, a local circle. There are different circles you can make. The first would be to reuse your plastics. For example, this plastic cup, if you take good care of it, you can use this maybe for 10 or 20 times. So that will already save you about 90% of the plastic cups you consume. Think about repairing your old products. There are some repair shops available, and especially with 3D printing, we can 3D print replacement parts for products that are broken. So we can extend the lifetime. So you would need less new products and less new materials. So recycling is actually the third step when you talk about how big is the loop.
Your company does sell printer ink. It's not really ink. It's
We call it filament.
And you sell those. They're made out of recycled car dashboards and other things, and they're used in 3D printers. So do people see more value in the final product because of where it came from? And is there a market for what you're selling?
There's definitely a market for 3D printing materials because it's getting more and more popular, and people all over the world have started using 3D printers. So there's a rising demand for materials, but there's also people... It's starting to get more aware because 3D printing is not a perfect technology yet. Like half of the time your 3D print would fail. And then people start to realize, like, okay, this is already the 5th, 6th, 7th time I'm throwing away my plastic. Like, can we not do something about it? And then our material is a really interesting alternative since it's already been recycled. And we work a lot with schools and universities that find it really important to have a more sustainable material to work with.
We all use plastic. It's everywhere. But I think when you're talking about the environment and plastic has a bad name. You know, people think of it as a negative thing. Do you feel like you're giving plastic a better name?
It is kind of funny. Like, people would think of plastic in a bad way, but it's actually a beautiful material. You can create it in all the colors that you want and all the shapes that you want. We can even make super lightweight packaging materials. For example, glass bottles are really heavy, so we save a lot of fuels by having plastic packaging. So it is a really nice material, but it's used in the wrong way. It is designed to last for a really, really long time while everybody is using it as a disposable. So if you start using it for products that need a really long lifetime, that's good. Or if you recycle it into new products and recycle it into new products and recycle it into new products, you can actually use the strength of having a long lifetime as a benefit instead of a problem.
Why is the work that you do important or meaningful to you? Like, what excites you about the work that you do?
I'm an industrial designer, and you work on new products that people can use. Yeah, so I worked at the design company before, and I made a new coffee machine and some other more consumer products and another coffee machine. But we already have so many different types of coffee machines. Why would we have a number 225 different type of coffee machine? It's not adding anything. They just want to have a new coffee machine so they can sell more coffee machines. And as a designer, at some point, it felt like, why am I doing this? Why am I making another coffee machine? Where I can use my skills to make other products that, if we then sell the products to people, it actually has a positive impact because we use waste plastics. So the more products we sell, the more 3D prints we sell, the more plastics gets recycled. It just feels good.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bart Bleierveld is co-founder of the Better Future Factory in the Netherlands. There's more at our website, including a video of the Perpetual Plastic Project machine in motion. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple. This is the Allegheny Front.